Our next speaker is Osamu Akashi, and he comes to us from NTT Network Innovation Laboratory.
You ready? Ready? Hello, I'm Osamu Akashi. Today's presentation is a risk-based agent platform and applications for inter-domain network management. First of all, we have actually developed some multi-agent-based systems for network management. One is ANCOR. ANCOR is an inter-domain routing diagnostic system that is currently deployed to some commercial networks and experimented by several ISPs. And second system is a policy-based inter-domain routing management system called AIR, and its virtual routers called VR for meta routing control systems. And as a supporting system, we also developed agent organization system called ARTIST. These systems were constructed on the common RISC-CIROS systems. This is a total image of our system. We constructed the system on the internet. Okay. And these systems exist on the internet and exchanging information and works throughout the corporation. And ANCOR and AIR exist on this domain. And ARTIST exists between multi-agent system layer and internet layer and provides the information needed for corporation. So today's agenda is here. First, I explain about the background of the inter-agent routing problems and why RISC is used. And then I explain about our multi-agent-based system for diagnosis and control the inter-domain routing, especially agent platform, ANCOR, and AIRS. And finally, I summarize this presentation. Okay, first I talk about problems of the inter-domain routing. Okay, as you know, the internet is a collection of autonomous systems. Autonomous system is a unit of the routing control, and it is, for example, ISP or university or companies. So routing information is spread over the internet in a hop-by-hop manner using the BGP4 protocol. BGP4 is a de facto standard for inter-domain routing. And basic action is receives routing information and modifies it based on its policy and re-advertises the neighboring autonomous systems. So each AS is controlled by independent administrator, namely autonomous systems, but the loss of connectivity, instance unstable access, and policy inconsistency are reported. Okay. Do you have any experience of BGP operation? Oh, yeah. Okay. I briefly introduce the how BGP4 works. There are five autonomous systems here, and if AS1 advertises the routing information, namely part of IP address spaces called prefix with the AS path information. In this case, prefix 1 is advertised with the AS path information AS1. In this example, AS1 also advertises to the AS3 with the AS path information AS1. This AS2 and AS3 also advertises this information, and in the AS path, this AS2 or AS3 information was added and re-advertised to another autonomous system. At that point, AS4 receives two information from AS2 and AS3 and must select only one route as the best route. So, in this case, if AS4 selects the route via AS2, AS path information is changed to AS4, AS2, and AS1. This is the basic action of BGP4. So, the problem of the inter-AS routing is summarized as follows. First, we have difficulty in understanding the behavior because routing information mutates as it spreads. So temporal spatial changes on the different autonomous system domains invalidate analysis in advance. And it also makes easily makes inconsistency among autonomous systems. So it requires to infer a part of global view, and it requires analysis on an on-demand basis. And it, routing information is huge, and we have a lot of information, so it limits the action of human operators. So it requires the support of statistical analysis or autonomous actions by the system. Another problem is that operators cannot flexibly adapt to the dynamically changing environment. So basically, operator maintains the routers, inputting the router configuration by hand, and this router primitive is a very low-level primitive, so it is difficult to represent the policy. And there are no inter-autonomous system coordination among autonomous systems. So centralized approach is impossible, and this situation requires a cooperative distributed problem solving. So this merit is another approach, because cooperative distributed problem solving coincides with this control of data structure, namely autonomous system data structures. And it would be efficient and scalable, because the agent can exchange the analyzed result only the raw data, not the raw data. And it can also provide the availability, because message link among agents is very effective even if the direct IP forwarding is impossible. So next, under this situation, I will explain why RISP is used. So actually, when I started this project, no standard paradigm for diagnosing inter-distributed anomaly. And another requirement is incremental deployment or development or feedback assumed. So we did require a language that is solid, flexible, and extendable for representing the possible action and knowledge description. So another requirement is the application domain, namely the internet. So system should run stably with a reasonable performance. So as far as I know, the only possible candidate is the RISP. So sucks. So I have deployed the RISP to construct the system. Okay, so this is the simple summarization of the ANCOR. ANCOR is a cooperative agent located in multiple autonomous systems and monitors various information in the AS, and each agent has the expert knowledge. And through the cooperation with the other agent, agent integrates the routing information from other autonomous systems and can diagnose the routing information by inferring the a part of global view. And island virtual router system is also multi-agent systems and controls conventional border routers in its autonomous systems using the virtual routers. This is done by without any protocol extensions. And similarly, cooperatively act by request from the agent for the interest controls. Then next, I explain about agent platform for distributed environments. So this is the first about 7 or 8 years ago, we first prototype of the ANCOR. First prototype is implemented using the GCL and linked with C objects. This C object is used for control the system control, system call invocation, and file program is also used for analyze the output from the routers, and another diagnostic tools are also used. And this system is run on the FreeBSD on the socket using the socket UDP IP. So this is the first version of the ANCOR. So towards the new version of the system, we, for commercial deployment, we adopt a commercial Lisp system. So next step, we adopt the Allegro Common Lisp to, because we need a stable support. And other features such as CLOS and multi-threading programming and remote procedure call are also used. And the main purpose is to delete C and Perl modules. yes. Yeah. Actually, they have generated almost all fatal system errors, so we have to remove the C and Perl modules. yeah, this is the first main purpose of the next systems. So the next system are clearly designed on the Allegro Common Lisp systems. So as far as IDE agent and Anchor, we have made the agent platform, and on the this agent platform, we have built the IDE agent systems and Anchor systems. And the virtual router and the group management system artists are constructed direct on the Allegro Common Lisp. So main function of the agent platform is make actions. Make action is invoked with function and argument. But the main feature of this function is keyword cache, peer, and relay. This is used for distributed environment. If the peer is designated, this action is invoked in another agent. And relay is used for if message was relaying among agents, this relay keyword is considered as a direct IP forwarding is impossible. The cache is used for use the previous previous value of the function and argument pair. So we have constructed Anchor and Artist on the agent platform. So I will first explain about Anchor systems. The basic idea of the Anchor is here. As you know, the routing information is controlled. If we send the outgoing packet, we use the routing information that was incoming routing information. So we can know the routing information is here, but in case of the control of incoming packet was controlled, based on the advertised routing information from this autonomous system. So this AS cannot know the advertised routing information is correctly spread or not. So the key idea is that we put the mirror on this autonomous systems and reflect back the routing information to know the routing information is correctly spread or not. So this is a simple examination. If there are four autonomous systems connected, as shown, and there are filters between AS2 and AS3, that prevents the routing information from the this filter prevents the routing information flow from AS1.
Is the routing information carried along with the traffic somehow, or is it separate packets, or is it some kind of encapsulation?
Yeah, routing information is flows on the IP packet. And flow the
it's like a tag on the IP packet that's actually carrying the traffic.
What, sorry?
Is it going on the IP packets, the same IP packets that are actually carrying traffic?
Yes.
And is that BGP?
Yes. Also carrying on the IP packet, same IP packet. So in this case, filter is here. So in this case, routing information originated from AS1 is filtered in this point. But on the other hand, routing information from AS2 are not affected by this routing information. In this case, AS3 and AS4 are inaccessible from AS1, but AS, A3 and S4 is accessible from S2. This is a filter setting error, filter setting errors. So in this case, this is an ideal case. There are, in all autonomous systems, there are agent, and this agent, this agent can integrate the routing information from S2, from S3 and S4, and in this case, routing information compared with the routing information in S2 and S3, agent in S1 can know the routing information is filtered at between S2 and S3. But in this case, as concerned as previous questions, so IP packet was really filtered, so we can directly communicate with the between AS1 and AS4. In this case, agent in this autonomous system can by relaying the message, and as a result, agent in AS1 and AS4 can communicate using the message exchange. So this filter can prevent the direct IP communication between AS1 and AS4. So the message relaying is very, very important. So this is a structure of ANCOR system. ANCOR has a inference engine and diagnostic knowledge and monitoring systems. Okay. Detailed system is describing proceedings. And syntax of the knowledge description is simple. It has a hypothesis and rules. If all rules are verified true, this hypothesis to be true. And this hypothesis also has a sub-hypothesis, and it makes a tree structure like this one. So,
can I hear?
Yeah. So, each hypothesis has the rules, and hypothesis entries also point another hypothesis. So, this forward chaining inference are used for diagnosing the anomalies. So, and agent has several roles for suitably cooperating with other agents. So, investigation is the first contact point of that receives the query from other agent, and friend is continuously monitoring each other, and relay is used for message relay. This is an example of the role mapping. In this example, this agent can send the message using the relay agent, and investigation is here, so this agent can reply the routing information. So another problem is how to search the suitable agent. So assumption is that agents don't locate in all autonomous systems. So large number of agents cannot cooperate at all diagnosis phases. So our strategy is here. Each agent knows a little number of agents and do continuous observation, and if for more detailed analysis is required, an agent dynamically searches topologically suitable agent based on given result. For this purpose, we use the artist to find the suitable agent. Artist is also multi-agent systems and monitors the BGP information and makes the BGP topology maps. And it also manages the what agent and what kind of agent are located on the BGP topology map. And each agent can send the BGP topology, each agent can send the query to the artist that, for example, for find agent that can act as a relay, or find agent in ASX or YPOP neighbor from the AS, specific AS. So this is the current status of ANCOR. ANCOR is currently commercially deployed to the some autonomous systems. It is used for monitoring the ISP and downstream customers. And the next version of ANCOR experimented on the commercial among commercial ISPs. And another version of Tancora currently experimented using the virtual environment. Okay, next is IF systems. Okay. This shows the current architecture of router management. Operator is here, and operator can map based on the its control policies. And this is a router, and router controls through the configuration primitives. So, operator's desires is here. Operator want to represent policies that can manage temporal or spatial traffic changes. And operator also desire to act based on observed result of network status. So, but the currently, router has the only low level primitives and static configuration and no coordination with the protocol or other events. So, another problem is the inconsistency among autonomous systems. In this case, ASX tried to connect host in ASX, and in this case, it can send the packet using the this ISPs. But in the case of the incoming packet, ASY replies the packet to the this autonomous systems, and this transit autonomous system has to decide which ISP has to be used, namely ISPA or ISPB. So if ASK selected ISPB, this narrow links could be the bottleneck. It is another problem of inconsistencies. So our approach of IL model is here. In this case, each ASR connected with the border routers. So agent also located in the multiple autonomous system and controls through the virtual router with the border router in its autonomous systems. And virtual router and agent act based on the policy description, and agent observes the network status and adaptively control based on the given result. And another autonomous system also, agent also exists in another autonomous system, and inter-AS coordination is used for inter-AS routing coordination. So the architecture is here. In this previous architecture, between human operators and configuration commands, there are I layers. And inter-AS control is implemented using the virtual routers. And through the coordination of inter-AS, we achieve the inter-AS controls. So this is the structure of our agent. So in this case, our agent can establish the internal BGP connection with the conventional routers and control the monitors and control the dish routers. Okay. So in the previous example, first, in this case, agent sends a root preference request to the agent in ASK. So if ASK receives and accepts this root preference, this decision is used based on this root preference and can send this packet to the by a packet using the ISPA. So ASX can use this line for incoming and outcoming. Of course, it was the ideal case, but in some application domain, it could be the effective. So another example of the IL system is the load balancing of the outgoing packet at coarse-grained level, and on-demand advertisement of backup loops or a restriction from the viewpoint of account. It is a more higher level policies. This is another application is inter-ACE coordination, similar as the previous example. And strategy for using the suitable agent is similar with the ANCOR agent. So virtual router is introduced to control the border routers. It is a kind of the feedback actions and flexibly adapt to the environmental changes. So feedback action is based on the observed result. So this is a system structure of the IR and VR control layer. Virtual router or BGP controller have the simple control primitive function, and using this control primitive, we have constructed some utility functions, and our agent using the RPC invokes these functions, and our agent also has a policy description and observes the result, and feedback action is achieved by using this utility function or primitive functions. So this is somewhat detailed explanation. So I don't explain about the detail, but in the outline, we use the some attribute value which is defined in the border BGP protocol, and change the attribute value that affect the selection of best path. So it was somewhat complicated procedures that was defined in proceedings. So we can change the best path for that was used for packet forwarding outside the routers. Okay, I'll explain about the simple example of the IR control systems. So in the case of a simple load balancing per route, per ACE for outgoing packet is here. So agent observes the network status, and based on the policy description, insert the new entries whose next pop are changed to the less loaded autonomous systems. So in this case is topology here. If this autonomous system advertises IP prefix, and this autonomous system try to balance the load balance, this agent observes this interface of outgoing packet and balance controls these border routers to balance the traffic. In the other case, if the agent in this autonomous system controls the incoming packet, in this case, this autonomous system advertises this direction and advertise the IP prefix in this direction, and agent in this autonomous system agent in this autonomous system observes the interface of these routers about incoming packet and sends the preference to this agent and try to control this border routers to balance the incoming packet. This is also ideal topology. So current status of IR and VR are here. Currently, experiments using the virtual environment are done, and several topology are examined, and evaluation and experiment have been continued. Okay, we have developed multi-agent-based network management system on the RISC, namely ANCOR, IR, and ARTIST. And we think the RISC is effective for the reason rapid prototyping, incremental deployment and development, and it runs stably with a reasonable performance. Okay, thank you for your attention.
Are there questions for us?
Are there any examples or source code available anymore?
Oh, yes, please wait. This is an example of the strategy description that was invoke the rule for control the distributed outbound traffic, and this rule this rule includes the app function and evaluation function. App function is used how to collect the information, and eval function is used for how to evaluate and act based on the acquired result. So this is a higher level example of the narrative description.
I think what he's asking is, do you have source code available that we can download?
Unfortunately, no. but in fact, I try to distribute as a public software. Of course, it does not all content system, but this system is useful more automated system deploy the agent. So I actually try to distribute as a public available fashion.
Other questions?
Does the scheme require the agents to be set up on every autonomous system that
tries
to communicate
with the team? So, in my explanation, we have used the agent are distributed in all autonomous systems, but in actually, it is a very ideal state and actually not impossible. It is impossible. So our approach is to map the roles, such as investigation or relay. That was in this map doesn't assume that all autonomous system has an agent. So of course, always more agent can make the more detailed analysis, but the in fact, we try to work well in the assumption that not so many agents are distributed on the internet.
Could you show in more detail how you use Prolog? Is Prolog will you begin with
it? Yeah, Prolog.
On a dynamic basis, or is it only when you include policies now?
Yeah, yes. Actually, we use a Prolog-like syntax for control the state transition machine because if we balance the traffic, we can describe the using the amount of traffic or rate of traffic. Rate of the traffic, and other description can be possible. So if first rule fails, and then the second rule applies, this state transition is described using the Prolog-like syntax. Currently, this system is experimented on the virtual environment.
Can you give numbers for the size of the problem? You say it's a huge problem. How many autonomous systems
yes.
are there? And how many have you run your system with?
Yeah. autonomous system on in the internet,
yeah.
More than currently 20,000 active. Yeah. But in fact, it's a device field, but currently used more than 20,000. And about in a real deployment, unfortunately, about less than 10. It was used for ISP and control checking the customer autonomous system. So it was applied to the not so large area.
How do you think about using the virtual private network to connect the agent?
Yeah. So from the viewpoint of network management, virtual private network makes problems complicated because we need a simple relaying solution. But virtual private network itself has another problem for correctly works. So our system are currently considered working on the anomaly routing state. So maybe virtual private networks makes one more problem. But it makes the I don't know about the detail, but the virtual private network.
The system can be used to maintain virtual private network.
I think it would be possible because of course on the assumption that we make the rules describe the diagnostic knowledge or rules can be written for the private network management. But knowledge should be tuned for that kind of network structure.
Thinking that if you're going to have some autonomous systems running the agent around the internet, and they will perhaps need to communicate via other autonomous systems that do not run the agent, it seems like the receiver will have difficulty determining whether it's an authentic message coming through. So you have concerns about spoofing in that case.
Yeah, so I want to explain about the detail. This system has the encryption a message encryption systems, and in the group of agents can exchange a message safely. But another problem is there are many ISPs that was in group or competitive or various kind of ISPs. So we currently implementing the restrict the information based on the trusted values. So it for controlling the what kind of information to be transferred to the another autonomous systems. But it is highly depending on the layer 8 or layer 9. Namely, so policy layer. So we just implement the framework, but the how to implement the these rules were not defined now.
Yeah. Other questions?
Do you have predictive for class IPv6 support?
Currently, no. In my frank opinion, I dislike IPv6. But IPv6 itself has functionally, IPv6 has some degradation compared with the IPv4. Of course, IPv6 has several merits compared with V4. But IPv6 is currently unstable only using the operated by the highly expertised operators, not stable. So V6 itself has another problem to stably operate. So this is maybe next step challenge for control diagnosing the IPv6.
Thank you.